Blog Talk Radio.
Great music. You had some great interviews going on, as always.
you know, Frontline Fridays is always popping off. And you know, I stayed in, you know, definitely checked out the whole show, and it was great. So yeah, you guys had a great show last night. Tell everybody about you know, Diva Spot Radio or Frontline Fridays.
Oh, I definitely put it out there real quick. You just want to go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays, we interview, we showcase, and we promote artists. We have them come on, we showcase and interview them. And also, we are able to pay them for spins as well. Stephanie Game of Saturdays is usually airing on Saturdays. Well, tonight, of course, I'm going out to Fort Lewis with Steffi Game on Saturdays. We play indie music and we talk about hot topics and stepping your game up. Next Saturday, we're going to be talking about regulating the hate, controlling the hate for people hating on one another. You can't help somebody, you're hating on them. And on Sundays, it's spiritual feeding. So it's always 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Just go to www.divaspotradio.com, and you can get all the details, the show times, and where to listen in at.
There it is. So make sure you guys definitely check it out as well. And also for all the for all those gospel artists, gospel music fans, and up-and-coming gospel artists, yes, tomorrow is the debut of the D Hour Show Sunday Show, The Covenant Cafe, with hosts Sarah Ashley and Lamont Ferguson. So make sure you guys definitely check them out. It's going to be a great show for all those Christians and those individuals that love inspiration and just love gospel music. Definitely make sure you guys check out the show tomorrow. It'll be at 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard, 6:30 p.m. Central, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys definitely check it out. It's going to be a great show, and we're debuting it tomorrow. So make sure you guys check it out, and check us out on Twitter at D Hour Show. And also, if you are a hip-hop artist, singer, poet, spoken word artist, and you like to have your music played on the show or be interviewed on the D Hour Show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D Hour Show. Also, next week on Tuesday is the D Hour Show 2-year anniversary. It's the D Hour Show 2-year anniversary, so make sure you guys definitely tune in. We got a show in the morning and a show at night as well, so we're going to be getting it in. And for our show in the morning, I got a treat for all those individuals out there. Our show in the morning, we're going to be talking to, well, the morning, late afternoon, we're going to be talking to the cleanup woman. For all the old school artists out there, old school, that like the old school music, that know all about that old school music, we're going to be talking to the cleanup woman, Mr. Betty Wright herself. We're going to be getting it in with Betty Wright, the cleanup woman. I think everybody knows Betty's hit, Tonight Is the Night.
That's right.
One of her biggest hits. And we're also, a little later, we're also going to end that show. We're going to be talking to Chicago native and hip-hop superstar Twista is going to be in the building with us as well. So definitely make sure you guys check it out. And just tune in for the anniversary show. You never know who's going to be with us that night. You know, we just ask everybody to tune in. We're not telling nobody right now. But just tune in, because it's going to be a great show on our 2-year anniversary. But for right now, we got hits. We got my man Jace Burst coming in a little bit, in a few minutes. Right now, we got a couple of hits for you guys. You know, we play all the amateur indie upcoming artist hits, the home of the independent up-and-coming artists. For all the sports fans right now, for the basketball game, the Celtics against the Heat, right now Boston is up 59-51. So I'm pretty sure all the Celtic fans are a little happy right now, but the Heat is definitely trying to drive back. So I'm going to keep it locked on the game, give you guys updates throughout the show. We got hits for you guys. We're going to start it off with my man Casino Red with his joint She's Badder. Right here on the D Hour Show, Block Talk Radio, is D Slate in the building. Got my girl Ebony Beach kicking it with us right now. Let's get it in, Casino Red, D Hour Show.
Strength and truth, strength and truth.
Nothing like my hopes to prepare. in your mood. 60 feet, why you know just how we do.
Than a snicker with the type of body that makes you want to take a mental picture. Use your photographic memory to play it later. Then think about the many ways that you don't slay her. Body had so many curves, I wanted to hold on. Reach out and grab her like I'm King Kong. When it comes to that stone, you can't see that. I mean, literally, homie, you can't see that. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. You start your way from the top, you might not find your way back. And now tell me you don't love that. Treat her like a light turner. Oh, you wanna plug that?
Nothing like my old chick, but better than your new chick. Baby, fly, you know just how we do. It's a baby, you can.
Yes, she's super bad, homie, she don't need nothing. Louis, Fendi, Gucci, Prime, she don't need nothing. All she need is a thong and a birthday suit. Have them throwing dollars like it's a birthday suit. And I ain't mad at a little mama on her grind. Yes, she fine, but she make a player respect her mind. So I keep it 100 in respect of time. Make a drizzle look stuff, get it wet one time. I ain't gotta make it rain for her to see me. I'm live like a TV, flat screen HD. So while you're at it, go put that thing on repeat. Bring it back slowly, drop it down on me.
Nothing like my old chick, but better than your new chick. Baby, fly, you know just how we do.
You know to go ahead and give them some shine, so we're going to put them on the front page.
Now, what was it about hip hop, bro, that drew you to it? What was it about hip hop that made you want to pick that particular genre of music to be a part of?
Oh man, like, you know, to be real, coming from a musical family, like I could have been a singer for real, you know, or an actor or anything, or I could have been playing in a band. The thing that hooked me on rap music was the way they got the story out in a rhyme pattern, you know, and there was so many different kind of rhyme patterns. You had to be into poetry to get hip hop. So, you know, if you're a rapper, then you're just putting words together to rhyme. But if you're an MC, you're a poet. You're telling some stories. It don't necessarily even have to rhyme, but it just be flowing with the music. You know, it's haiku. It's different kinds of poetry that they're using. And that's what drew me to it because, you know, at a young age, I was really into poetry and stuff like that.
No doubt, and I think that's where it starts, man. I think a lot of rap artists and a lot of hip hop artists, you know, a lot of them start off writing songs, writing poetry, and they just take it to the next level. I mean, it just depends on, you know, that talent that you have, and it depends on, you know, your whole mindset about it, and what type of confidence you have in yourself to say, okay, where do I want to take this talent? How far do I want to go with it? Do I want to put in the serious work and the serious grind? Because in the music industry, you got to grind hard. You definitely got to grind hard. You know, so I think that's a and I've heard the hits, bro. I've heard the music. The music is hot. Definitely feeling it. I know the audience is going to feel it tonight. We're going to be playing your in the hip hop four on the floor. We're going to be playing your joint Pop Drop and Roll. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, Pop, Drop, and Roll, you know what I'm saying? That's your basic party song. It's how we do it in Georgia, you know. It gets hot down here, so, I mean, girls is willing to wear less. And, you know, sometimes when you mix some alcohol, some pills, and some weed together, it gets off the chain. So this is just one of them off-the-chain type parties that I went to. I mean, this is like a real true story. But, you know what I'm saying? It's burning it up all over the place.
So basically, it's a story about how the parties go down in GA.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's real. That's real. No doubt. Now, you know, when you think about hip hop, man, let me ask you this. You know, the story right now, man, and the topic that's looming over everybody's head is that hip hop is dead, and that, you know, it's no real hip hop anymore. There's no positive hip hop no more. You know, everybody sounds the same, and you got a 1,000 artists named Lil, 1,000 artists named Young. You know, there's no personality no more. There's no creativity. You know, so what, you know, so how does Jay's Verse coming in this game, what do you do, you know, get coming into this industry to make sure that you don't fall into that same category and to make sure that people don't say, oh, man, he just sound like everybody else? How do you change the minds of these this audience of young fans that's listening to music nowadays?
Well, you know, I'm really not in the metaphor. So, I mean, my message is plain and simple. You know, I'm not making you look for it. It's bam, right there in your face. And pretty much, you know, you can listen to my music and tell that, you know, there's thought put into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I could freestyle 100 albums tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We rappers, that's what we do. If we can't put words together and make it make sense. But, you know, I wanted to pinpoint some stuff. I wanted to bring back writing. This is the revival of the old school. This is the revival of the pen, man. So, I mean, you know, this is just the start. This is the spark. We're going to blow it up the next album.
That's real. That's real. I got to see if I got my girl Ebony B in the building from Diva Spot Radio. Ebony?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the highway just tuning in.
you got any questions for my boy Jay's Verse?
Not yet. I don't have any questions yet, so I'm going to go ahead and continue to listen to an interview. But when I do, you know, you'll hear the diva chime in. And congratulations on all your success and everything that you're doing.
Appreciate you, babe. You know what I'm saying? You be careful on the highway, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got y'all on speaker. eyes and ears on every review there is.
trust me, that you know that's my girl, Jason. She drives like Danica Patrick, so she good. She good. Trust me on that. She good. She out there like
that's
Danica.
Good. Hey, I already know, you know, it's Saturday night, you know what I'm saying, we party, and I done stepped outside to party real quick, and it's about to be DQS my way, you know, I ain't even gonna lie, I'm gonna be looking for a designated driver, the local taxi.
That's
but see, I like the responsibility, though. I like how you say, look, I'm not driving tonight, ain't no way I'm gonna be driving, I gotta get me a designated driver.
Man, you know what I'm saying? You just got to look ahead. I got this album, and it got a little buzz coming out. You know, when the most rappers die, right before they most anticipated album come out. I ain't giving them no reason.
That's
no
right.
Reason.
And if your designated driver happened to be a model or something like that, or look like one, that's not your fault. You know what I'm saying? That's not your fault who your designated driver is. She may take you home and might not want to go home. I mean, you never know what's going to happen on party night.
Best believe she fine. Best believe she fine. And can push the wheel too, talk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know, man. They got pecans and peaches out there in Georgia, so I already know they're looking good.
I already got a donkey and some double D's to match, for real, for real. Can't travel any other way.
That's real, bro. That's real. Now let me ask you this, bro. Thinking about the, you know, some of the things that you're doing right now and some of the steps that you're taking in your career, just trying to make it in this music business, because it's a grind. It's hard work, because, you know, we don't get nothing for free in this world. We got to put the work in if we really want to be successful. Thinking about that, you know, and the different things that you've done, what was the, you know, everybody has a point in their career, you know, that changes it for them. They have a point in their career, a moment in their career that makes them say, wow, you know, I'm really getting ready to do this. I'm really about to do this. What was that moment in your career that, you know, that you would, you know, that you're working on right now? What was that moment that you just would never forget? That special moment for you?
Man, that's real easy for me. That's the reason why I do it every day. My mother, I let her listen to a cut I had a few years back. And usually when I brought in some music, she'd be excited, let me hear it. She was like, mm-hmm. And she was like, it sounds good. It should be on the radio. And I was like, you're not excited? That's a hot song. She was like, yeah, but, you know, what are you doing with it? I didn't raise a failure. If that's what you're going to do with your life, do it with your life. You know, my son isn't a failure. And that rang through my head, like, really hard. And I said,
so,
you know.
Oh, no doubt. My
mama isn't a liar. I'm not going to prove her to be a liar. So that's I said, you know, I'm going to take this seriously for a minute and see where I get with it. You know, and the more I started taking it seriously, the more other people around me started taking it seriously.
Absolutely.
The more other people around me started taking me seriously, my management found me. You know, that's the difference. Everybody's out there looking for a manager. Your management need to find you. That means they want to work for you and they want to do it and they believe in it, because sometimes it's not on your dime, it's on your manager's dime.
You know what? I like that example because, you know, and just what you said in that statement, you know, if, you know, that's basically saying, for all the artists out there, that's basically saying that if you put the work in, it's going to speak for itself. So if you put the work in and you do what you're supposed to do to really grind and get yourself out there, you're going to get noticed. You know, you're going to get noticed.
Also,
and you, go ahead.
I'm so glad that he said that, and I'm so glad.
Yeah, me too.
That
I'm
the
glad
D-Hour show is recorded, because a lot of these artists, they be like, Diva, you know, any managers, I need a manager and such and such and such and such. I like how you said that you took it serious, so your management found you. But a lot of artists, you know, they just getting in it for the fame, and they just getting in it to make a couple of dollars. When you talk about a manager manages your career. This person is in charge of booking you. This person is in charge of taking care of legal documentation for collaboration, dealing with your money. management position is should not be taken lightly, like at all. I have seen and experienced dealing with managers. They mess it up for the artist because they are not on time, or they too smug and not doing what's right for the artist. They in it for themselves. They're not in it for the artist. You know, I'm not
That's
to say
right.
that, oh, they're supposed to take the back burner, but you are here to manage the artist. That's your job. But I'm just so glad that you said that your management found you. You didn't find management because you took it serious. Anybody that's looking to get into the industry, especially now, whether you're a radio personality, an entrepreneur, or an artist, you need to consider yourself a business from day one and get registered. Before you do anything else, I know you can perform and you on iTunes and tweet your song, but you need to be getting yourself registered and taking care of the paperwork first so you can have longevity. But I just really appreciate that you said that.
Stop willing to pay your management. Don't even sign the paperwork. You know what I'm saying? That's something my management got. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to get in and they want to get services for nothing because they got a little buzz. Your buzz can be that much bigger if you pay your management. Pay them for what they do and believe in what they do. Like, my management sent me all over the place, man, and I just go.
Hmm.
So they said, Jake Burst, we put the promo out there. We got the hot crowd. They want to hear you rock the mic in Timbuktu.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Jake's like, hey, put me on the flight to Timbuktu. And I'm going to rock the mic in Timbuktu.
No, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to lie. You know what I'm saying? So ambitious, be like, Jay, you got a show in Mississippi on Saturday. You need to get on the road. I'll be like, damn, it's Thursday. Well, you better get going.
No, that's real. That's real. I mean, but like my girl Ebony said, man, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's the beauty of it, man. That's the great thing, and like we said before, we're glad that you said that because that's the definition of a real artist, man. You when you put the work out there and you grind like that, you know, when people come find you because of the hard work you're putting in, that speaks volumes. You know, that speaks volumes about your talent. So, you know, I'm definitely glad that you definitely said that. You know, so Cass can definitely get, you know, the feel for what it really, really takes to be a successful artist. It's the D-Hour Show on Block Talk Radio. It's your boy D. Slate getting it in, no doubt, on Indie Up Saturday. Got my man Jace Burst in the building, up-and-coming hip-hop artist. You already know. He putting in the work. We're getting ready to kick off the hip-hop four on the floor, four back-to-back hip-hop hits. We starting off with my man Jace Burst's hit, Pop, Drop, and Roll. We got more with Jace Burst when we get back from these hits. It's time for a hit break, so you better duck if you don't want to get hit with it. It's time for a hit break right here on the D-Hour Show. Jace, go ahead and introduce your joint for everybody, bro.
This is your boy, Jace Burst in the world, Mark. We party up, dog, pop, drive and roll, solid.
Yes, indeed. Let's get it in. The hip-hop four on the flow, D-Hour Show. You know.
No doubt, you're listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the 4 on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. And now the sticky in a plate full of pills. A bunch of Georgia girls claiming that trill. We closing doors, we gon' lock that bitch tight. Pull it up, crank the music, we gon' do this shit right.
Right.
Get the camera, put it on the flat screen. I got the stamina to stay awake to the end. I don't know if it's the pills or the drink. Got me feeling like I'm flying on fluorescent lights. Is that a ass hanging out of the dress? Do it matter through the haze? I see she is topless. She make it clap, but it feel like a dream. Cause I know I won't remember all the shit that we seen.
Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll.
Pop, drop, and roll. We're getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We're getting high like them white boys. We all dancing and we working the sweat. I fuck a beer with a shot. I think Reggie up next. Next. Little mama looking better than hot. She laying down on the table. Triple X body shot. Damn, Charlotte think the pill kicked in. Cause she wasn't that attractive when she first walked in. Now she bad coming out of the club. I'm in the shower, something in the backyard with the hoes. Swear to God, I don't know these chicks. Don't give a fuck, cause every one of them got tits. Tits. It's better off, I enjoy this shit. Another blunt, another cutie dancing on my dick.
Dancing on my dick.
Is it the loud, why they come to me? I think it's swag,
think
or
it's swag.
Is that they got in free? 512 said he's on the mouth.
On
it's
the
like
mouth.
A club or a rave, but it's at my house. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. It's getting late and nobody can drive. Probably cold, so I guess we just naked and high. It don't matter cause I'm too loose. Another roll, another blunt, and some orange juice. I'm gone, I'm not sure I can see. They blowing guns, fucking with everybody who's sleeping. Fading fast, I don't think I can walk. Shaking my head at her chest, I assume that she's talking. She grabbed my hand, I assume that we walking. She on her knees, I assume that she's slobbing. She lick her lips, I assume that it's throbbing. She get on top, I assume that it's fucking. All I know is I can't feel nothing. Semi-consciousness and her hips still bucking. Guess it's a thing. It's just how it goes. Passing out last words. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys.
Totally, dude.
Keep going hard. Now they all spiteful. Life is like a tower. Shit was an Eiffel. Homie don't like me. Well, fuck, I don't like you. Get a million quick here. That's what I might do. Niggas is light blue, but nah, I ain't crippin'. Packed all my clothes, you might think I was trippin'. So I got to skip it. Yeah, I had to be the man. In this dark world, they ask why he so thin. They didn't care who I am or who the fuck I was. And all these chicks never thought they'd give me goofy love. Now I got a buzz, never had a true supporter. No, music to me is like me to my daughter. So you know I had to grind out. Give me a little piece of life, I sign out. Start with nothing and I can make it better. Force money up cause nothing lasts forever. My day, my night, so wrong, so right, You could let it be the day and die forever. You could let it be the day and die forever. My day, my night, so wrong, You could get it from the day to die. How could you be? Where you going? Where you blind from the fact? Stabbed in the back, fucked over out of the pack. Hot as the sea, too fast, high in the breeze. Hiding the pain and the shame behind the bundles of weed. Life in the verse, beginning to the end in the dirt. Out of the wound, too young of a lie, you was hurt. Not giving a fuck, born with a heart full of rage. Scriptures of your life, planted in the page. Niggas trying to take you down with these brothers and tapes. Constantly watching your back with these movies you make. Pay for the chase, paint pictures with memories. Ain't scared of another, cause like me, he bleeds. Me, he sees that I was born to go, born to blow. Empty and born to flow. Fuck myself, six fitting down with the remedy. Born in the mess, now living with the end of me. My day, my night, so wrong. You could let it be the day and die forever. My day, my night, so wrong, so wrong, so right. You could let it be the day and die forever. You could let it be the day and die forever. We get better with time.
Yo, Persia.
Yeah.
Ready for them?
Come on, yo. I'm always ready.
Think they're ready for it?
Nah. They ain't ready. I'm saying.
What y'all say?
They gon' ride.
So we'll get the guns them together.
They gon' die. Straight. Persia, baby.
I got two buttons in the sky.
Who gon' take the time?
Come on, let's ride.
Let me do a step now.
Yeah.
My boy Rob and my other boy Dion and we're going to take it out like that. You can find me on It's My URLs, /Jace Verse, or at Jace Verse on Twitter. Holla at me.
There it is, baby. There it is. Jace Verse. Jace, first of all, first and foremost, man, I want to say, you know, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to you and get it in with you tonight, man. As far as I'm concerned, you know, with the D-Hour show and the whole network, man, we just want you to know that the door is always open for you on the D-Hour show, man. You want us to play your music, you want to kick it with us, call in, hang out with us, whatever the case may be, the door is open for you. The D-Hour show is now your home, man. You're welcome anytime.
I appreciate it, fam. You know what I'm saying? You ever down here in Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Holla at me. As you can see in the background, we doing it big. I can't keep them quiet long enough to do that, you know?
Hey, that's real, man. I'm going to definitely look you up.
Oh, you know, that's how we do it down here, man. We get the buzz on and get it going.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, Jace, first and foremost, man, I want to say thank you again, and, man, you keep dropping them hits. You keep making them hits, man. You stay blessed. You know, keep it positive. Keep doing what you're doing, man, and we're going to keep rocking your music on the D-Hour show.
I appreciate you having me, man. Yeah, much love, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Peace out, y'all.
No doubt. Be safe, and go ahead and get your party on, and, you know what I'm saying, that designated driver that, you know, that drives you home tonight, you give her a kiss for me too, brother.
Okay, I'm about to do that right now. I'm looking at her right now.
I'm going to do that right now.
On the table. Looking big like some grit.
All right, Jace, you stay blessed, brother. Do you keep doing your thing, bro.
That's what it is, man. Y'all be easy.
All right, you too. It's the D-Hour Show of Blog Talk Radio. That's my man, Jace Verse, up-and-coming hip-hop artist, getting it in right now. And we keep on playing the hits. Got my girl, Ebony B, in the building. Right now, for all the basketball fans that might be wondering what is going on with the Miami and Boston Celtic game. Well, there's been a turn in the tide for the game right now, and Miami fans can stand and rejoice because the Miami Heat is up right now, 88-82, and then we're in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes left. So they still got a little time, but Miami is up right now.
All right.
So, you know, all the fans out there, I know the Boston fans are a little upset right now because their team is losing. They still got time to come back. It's all good. But, you know, me personally, I no disrespect to the Boston fans, but I really do believe that if Boston plays the Oklahoma Thunder, it's not going to be a good series if Oklahoma, them little quick little young brothers going to run through Boston. I think in order for it to be an exciting series, it's going to have to be Miami and against Oklahoma. And still, Oklahoma is a lot faster than Miami. You know, LeBron got some weight up under him. You know, he got some age up under him. Dwayne Wade got some age up under him. So, then, you know, them young boys with Westbrook and Kevin Durant and Harding and all them other young cats, you know, they're going to be running on them. So it's going to be an interesting series. Right now, Miami just went up again, so it's 91-84 in the Boston Celtic-Miami game. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on, but it ain't really looking too good for Boston right about now. For all those fans out there that like the D-Hour show, we still got hits. Oh, yeah, you heard what I said. We still got some hits for you. We're still going to keep getting in with you guys, absolutely. It's your boy D Slate. Got my girl Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio in the building. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna keep on kicking it. We're gonna keep these hits going. We're gonna start it off with my girl Charity with her hit Let Me right here on the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it again.
Right. be with. Know what we have is special. You totin' that gold medal. Silly love songs now make sense. So glad we grew and became this. I admit I was afraid. Real love ain't came my way. Hey, I'ma show you a different world. And I ain't sad with Lee, girl. You keep it real. Soldier appeal.
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D-Slate. Getting it in for the fit-ins, playing all the amateur indie upcoming artist hits. You know how we do it, no doubt. You just got to listen to my man Kirby, the hottest. Kirby the hottest with his joint Super Bad. Before that was my girl Charity with her hit, Let Me. You know we getting it in. And you can get it in with us all the time. Every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Saturday. Sundays, 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. If you are a hip-hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, spoken word artist, or poet, you like to have your music played on the D-Hour Show, or if you know some up-and-coming artists out there that wants their music played, that wants to be heard, tell them to contact us at the D-Hour Show at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. And we got an incredible show coming up. Sunday, tomorrow, is our world premiere of our D-Hour Show Network Sunday show, The Covenant Cafe. That's for all those Christians out there, all those individuals that love gospel music. If you love gospel music, then make sure you tune into the D-Hour Show tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern p.m. Make sure you guys check that out. It's the world premiere of The Covenant Cafe with Sarah Ashley and Lamont Ferguson, so make sure you guys check that out. And this Tuesday coming up on the Tuesday spot, the Tuesday morning spot, and the Tuesday spot, we got two shows on Tuesday because it's the D-Hour Show two-year anniversary. Yes, the D-Hour Show two-year anniversary. Make sure you guys check it out. We're going to be in the morning, we're going to be getting it in with the cleanup woman and all those old-school music fans everybody that loves old school music know what I mean when I say the cleanup woman. That means we will be getting in here, and your boy D Slate is going to be talking to R&B legend, soul legend, Betty Wright is going to be in the building with me on Tuesday morning, as well as Chicago native hip-hop superstar Twister as well. So make sure you guys check that out. And we got a great show as well for our show in the evening, you know, to celebrate the D-Hour Show 2-year anniversary. So make sure you guys check it out. You know, we got great shows coming up within the rest of the week. We'll keep you tuned for what's going on, and we'll let you know what's happening. So just make sure you stay tuned. You know, we got lots of music, great music coming up, so you already know how we do it. Right now, we're gonna play some more hits, because that's what it's all about. We promote and showcase independent and up-and-coming artists, and we call ourselves the home of the independent artists, the D-Hour Show. Absolutely. Getting it in, it's your boy D-Slay. We got more hits. And right now, we got my man Cove XL with his joint Legendary for the City. You already know how we do it. D-Hour Show, Block Talk Radio. Let's get it.
In order to know where you're going, you gotta know where you came from. Everybody has a past.
Everybody.
I just happen to recognize mine. To the life, that's part of the game. Adding all a woman as a presence of fame. I guess growth and poverty, that's mostly to blame. Dreams of packed crowds and everyone screaming your name. I played for it, I prayed for it, I came for it. And I might glance back, put my aim for it. Fast cars, fast woman, the fast life. Lavish styles, elegance until the mood is right. A born star, two-step in this walk of faith. It wasn't a dream, I seen it while I was awake. It was never a question if I would be great. The only question was, man, how long will it take? Sleep for most just to cause your mind to dilate. It might blur your vision, he and I ain't straight. The world in my palm, yeah, that's a full plate. I see it for the taking.
All they see is the light.
She dead and gone. I do it for my pops, even though I don't know him. I do it for that block that ain't raised me wrong. I do it for that same block cause it raised me strong. I do it for the pain, I do it for the struggle. I do it for the hustle cause I hear my stomach grumble. I do it for my sisters, I do it for my brothers. I do it for the haters, somebody gotta love them. I do it for Lil Shorty with the holy sleepers and the single moms, they ain't have a daddy teacher. I do it for the fame, I do it for the glory. Do it for the money, how could you even fault me? I do it with everything that's blessed in me. I was built for this here, check my pedigree. God created this path, this is destiny. Assure by legacy and do it for
the
devil.
Lenses, also known as her pen.
Since realizing her talent, Tori has immersed herself in the growing Bay Area music scene, juggling music, writing, recording, and performing. Tori hopes to hear her songs on major radio, in movies, and commercials, and trust me, she will, absolutely. Now, after teaming up with Run Amok Productions, that goal seems more attainable than ever. Tori Quinn has recently released her new EP entitled Lucky, which is her own personal view of ins and outs of relationships and ups and downs of growing up with a little partying in between. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to Miss Tori Quinn.
Hello.
Hi, Tori. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. First and foremost, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the D Hour Show, so thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and it's an honor to be on the show. I listen to you guys, and I really enjoy the show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Tori. You know, I definitely can't wait for everybody to hear your new single, Act Up. And that goes into my first question for you. Tell us a little bit about the new music project and what was the inspiration that went into it.
Well, my new project is called Lucky. And it's actually my first CD project that's complete.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes, so I'm really excited about it. It was a long time coming. It took me over about 2 years to really get all the songs together the way I wanted them and get them. You know, I'm a perfectionist, so I want to get them right, you know. So that was how that all came together. And then I was inspired basically along the way by life, what's happened to me, you know, good things and bad, and just everything that comes with that. And I'm a very emotional writer, so it came out in my songs that way.
Well, I think that speaks volumes, you know, just the fact that, you know, you said that it took you this long because you're a perfectionist, and you like to make sure that the work is definitely well done before you give it to your fans and the audience. And I think that says great things about you as an artist, because I think in order to be really successful in this music business, that's the type of work mentality that you definitely have to have to be successful. So I definitely commend you on that.
Thank you.
Now, you know, I mean, you know, being from Cali and you know, knowing about, you know, all the great opportunities out there and all the great talent that's come from California. Now, for fans right now, you know, for those listeners right now who's never heard your music before, how would you describe your music to them?
Well, I really enjoy music that you can feel. And so my beats are heart driven, almost like hip hop. A lot of my songs have that hardcore beat like hip hop, and it's because I'm totally in love with hip hop. As well as a lot of people have told me I have the type of jazzy neo soul type of voice and feel. And then there's some pop elements to my music as well. So. My colleagues and I, we all laugh, but we call it adult pop or neo pop. We, you know,
right.
It's like new genre.
Well, everybody's always doing it. Everybody's always creating new genres of music. So I think that's natural. I think that's definitely the thing that everybody's doing right now.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when you know, just looking at, you know, some of the things you're working on, I mean, other than music, I mean, do you have any other aspirations or any other things that you want to get into or that you may be working on?
Well, as I said, you know, in the bio it said that I didn't start my life off looking at music. I started off wanting to be a fashion designer, and that kind of rolled into, because I love to draw, and I basically loved to draw clothes as a kid, and that's all I did. It kind of turned into me starting my own greeting card line. So I have a greeting card line that I do called Tizzy Roco, and I actually sell my own drawings on my cards online. So that's that's what I do, and I usually sell Christmas cards in the Christmas season. So that's what I do besides music. But the music has, you know, kind of grown in me so much that it's kind of, the cards are, you know, I love them, but it's like music just takes over your life, you know. So I'm really focusing on that now.
Well, I mean, definitely congratulations to you on that. I mean, I think that's really impressive that not only, you know, are you, you know, talented with music, but you're also mostly talented with your art as well. And, you know, the, you know, your business cards and, I mean, your you know, your greeting cards and, you know, your artwork. I think that's, like I said, it speaks volumes about what type of artist you are and the creativity that you bring to the table. Now, my next question for you is, you know, everybody has a point in their career. You know, everybody has a part in their career where a moment in their career that they will never forget, where they say that to themselves that this is the moment, this is it. You know, wow, I can't believe this. You know, this feels so great. You know, with your music career, have you had that moment, and what was that moment for you?
That moment was actually today. I was at my hair salon, and it's small, but it's a lot. I was at my hair salon, and I had given one of my CDs to my stylist, and she told me within a week that, you know, they were playing my music and people were hearing it and they were loving it. And when I went back today, people are asking for the CD, asking for more than one, wanting to pass it out. And that was like surreal for me. You know, it was like, you know, people actually like it, and it almost made me cry because, I mean, it's very emotional because you put all you have into it, you know. And they just, and for people to receive, you know, what you give out is like speaks volumes, you know, and it's very touching.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's a wonderful moment. I think that's one of those moments that a lot of artists definitely remember and definitely don't forget. So congratulations to you. I'm glad. And I can see that. I mean, I've listened to your music. I know it's great music, so I can definitely see, you know, new fans and new members of the audience, you know, definitely liking what they hear. And I know they're going to like what they hear tonight, so I definitely can't wait to play it for them. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D Slate. Right now I'm talking to up-and-coming artist Tori Quinn is in the building with us right now, getting it in with Tori. We're going to be kicking up the R&B foreplay for back-to-back hits from all those incredible artists that we showcase all the time on the D Hour Show, and our first hit is going to be by Tori with her hit, Act Up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Act Up is basically about acting up. You know, when you just kind of want to let loose after you've been working hard, and you want to just go to the club and be like, what, I'm about to just let loose. And that's what it was about, and I teamed up with another artist on the Run Amok label, JC, who is very talented, and we just got together in the studio, and, you know, we could totally relate to acting up, and so we just threw it together in about a half hour, but it was the funnest song, and I'm really happy that you're playing it tonight.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm happy as well. I know the audience is going to love it. You know, I know we're going to get some great feedback from it, so it's going to be our pleasure to definitely play it for you tonight. It's the D Hour Show. We're getting ready to play the R&B foreplay. We got more with Tori Quinn when we get back. Tori, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Hey, everybody, this is Tori Quinn, and I'd like you to hear my new song. It's called Act Up, out for my CD, Lucky. Check it out. Hope you enjoy it.
It's the D Hour Show, R&B foreplay. We got more with Tori Quinn when we come back. Let's get it.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, you're now listening to the R&B Foreplay on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
All the fellas in the club, act up. All the Girls in fact attention. If you could stop your obsession with me, there's no telling what our future can bring. I'm not the man that they explain me to be. I'm just your average Joe living his dream.
Know what it's supposed to sound like.
Absolutely. Other people depend on it, and that's where the problem comes in. But I think majority artists know what quality is and work towards it. And I honestly don't think it's suffering. I just think that because of the commercial and the big money people out there, you know, monopolizing everything, that's the way we see it.
Absolutely. I agree. Well said. I definitely agree with you. Now, you know, for all the up-and-coming artists out there, everybody that's striving to be in this music business and everybody that's just trying to work hard to do some of the things that you yourself are doing right now, for all those up-and-coming artists, you know that want to be in music, what advice do you give?
I would say educate yourself. Make sure you know who you are as an artist, and really dig into that. And get out there, ask questions. There's so much information online. There's so much information in books. There's so much information from people in the industry that they're willing to just give it to you for free. So get out there, network, and get as much information as you can so you can be educated and you can do as well as you can do in this industry.
Well said, definitely, definitely. I think all the artists out there that are listening should definitely take heed to what Tori just said right now. I absolutely agree with you. Now, do you have, Tori, you have any shout-outs? You want to shout-out to anybody right now?
Yeah, I'd like to shout-out Larry Grounds, JC, Young Sticky the Prince, Norm, on everybody on the Run Amok Productions label. That's my fam. I like to shout out my mom because she's a jazz artist and she got me into this, and she, you know, always influenced me, so I shout out to mom. Hey mom. And and my cousin and my friend Tanisha, who is out there listening to me right now, cheering me on. So and everybody out there that I love, you know, I love you. So
and Tori says she loves you, so you guys better say I love you back. now, where can anybody catch you at on Facebook or Twitter?
Yes, I am on Facebook and Twitter. My handle on Twitter is Tori Quinton, and I'm on Facebook. I think you just look me up, Tori Quinn, on Facebook. And then I also have a website, www.toriquinn.com. And you can see all my videos, and you can click on to, you know, my links from there. And you can also find me at runamuckproductions.com. And I have an artist page on there, so lots of ways to get in touch with me.
Absolutely, and make sure you guys definitely check it out. Tori, first and foremost, I want to say it was an absolute pleasure and an honor to have you on the show with us. As far as myself is concerned and the entire D Hour Network, we want to say thank you so much for joining us. The door is always open for you. You can consider the D-Hour Show your home anytime you want us to play your music. You want to stop by, call in, talk to us, hang out with us. The door is always open for you. The D-Hour Show is now your home. You're always welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And stay blessed and keep producing great music, and we're going to keep playing and we're going to keep listening, and I can't wait to see what's going to unfold with you and your career. Absolutely. Everybody can't wait to see that.
Thank you so much.
And you have a blessed night, and we'll hope to talk to you again.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in with up-and-coming artist Tori Quinn. Absolutely. Make sure you guys check her out on Facebook and Twitter, and check out her website, toriquinn.com, and you can check her out on Run Amok Productions' website. So, you know, we're getting it in. It's Indie Up Saturday. That's the way we do it. It's all about the independent up-and-coming artists. The D-Hour Show, the home of the independent artists, that's the way we get down all the time. And make sure you guys check us out tomorrow for our debut of our Sunday show, The Covenant Cafe, with Lamont Ferguson and Sarah Ashley. Definitely for all those, you know, inspirational individuals and Christians and everybody that loves gospel music and inspiration, definitely make sure you guys check them out. It's going to be premiering 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 Eastern. So make sure you guys check it out. Right now we're going to take a quick music break before we get back and close it out for you guys. We're going to go ahead and kick it off with my man Marcus Singleton with his joint, I Need That. Right here on the D-Hour Show, Block Talk Radio. It's D-Slate getting it in as always. You know how we do it.
Yeah. Marcus. Five stunting. I seen her in the club blushing. You know I'm with my wolf pack hunting, so I slide over to say a little something. Girl, what's your name and where you're from? Oh yeah, you're hotter than the sun. Goddess, you must be from Venus. We can go to Venus and play a little tennis back and forth. No appetizer, call me main course. Offered up a glass, she said of course. You know I drive it like a golf course. Be my Princess Leia, baby, cause I feel the force. I say I love the way you dance. She say she dropped out of school just to dance. Damn, mind do your thing. I love it when I meet a woman who ain't scared of dreams. I want that. Thing that be popping off, you got that thing that make niggas be popping tags like you shopping or they be tricking off. Look, I don't blame them, you flaming. You got that thing that be burning, you got that thing that be smoking up. You got that thing I be smoking up. Take me up high, take me to places I ain't never dreamed of. Look, this a fantasy, this fetish is some all-rated shit. I take you back to my place, make an all-rated flick. Look, I go cook your dishes, I get a couple of swishes, disappear in that Zoom life. Zoom. Yeah, I need you bad like late night 7-Elevens. Looking at Max, I keep 7-Elevens. I buy a Max, then we drill to about 7 and have lunch around 11. I want that, I need that. Tell me, would you be that?
I want that.
With his hit, I Need That right there. And I know you need that. Everybody need that. Getting it in for the fit-ins. The home of the independent artist, the D-Hour Show. Absolutely. It's Indie Up Saturday. And it was an absolute pleasure to kick it with you guys tonight on this lovely Saturday night. Definitely want to send a shout-out, big shout-outs to my man Jace Verse for hanging out with us on the D-Hour Show. Make sure you guys check him out on Facebook and Twitter. Check out his music and his videos. Also, big shout out to my girl Tori Quinn for joining us tonight as well. Make sure you guys definitely check her out on Facebook and Twitter, and check her out at her website, ToriQuinn.com. Getting it in, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. It was an absolute pleasure to kick it with you guys on NDF Saturday. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for the D-Hour Show world premiere of our new Sunday show, The Covenant Cafe. The Covenant Cafe is going to be for all those inspirational individuals. If you love inspiration, you're Christian, you love gospel music, definitely make sure you guys check it out. It's going to be broadcasting live at 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Central, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys keep it locked. Definitely check it out. And also, Tuesday, for the Tuesday morning spot and the Tuesday spot, we have our two-year anniversary show. We got two shows for you guys that day. In the morning, for all you old-school music fans, in the morning we're going to be talking to the cleanup woman herself, the one and only Miss Betty Wright is going to be in the building with us, as well as Chicago native hip-hop superstar Twister is going to be joining us. And we got a great show for you later in the evening. So make sure you guys keep it locked and keep tuning in. Got a great show, absolutely great show. It's going to be a pleasure to kick it with you guys that night. And as always, you know, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, or a poet, or a spoken word artist, or if you know a singer, hip-hop artist, or poet, and you think they should be on the D-Hour Show or have their music played on the show, all you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, or you tell them to email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. Also, for all those individuals with your cell phones, the Android phones, there is an app. Yes, the D-Hour Show is now on TuneIn. All you got to do is go to your app store, download the free app, TuneIn. It's almost like iHeart. Go download TuneIn, and you can listen to all your favorite radio stations on TuneIn. And the D-Hour Show is on TuneIn, so make sure you guys definitely check that out and download the app to listen to the D-Hour Show on there as well. Absolute pleasure to hang out with you guys tonight. For all the basketball fans, I got to say sorry. I'm so sorry to the Boston Celtics fans, but they fell to the Miami Heat, and the Miami Heat is the victor, and the Miami Heat will be facing the Oklahoma Thunder in the NBA Finals starting on Tuesday. So big ups to Miami, LeBron and the crew, all the Miami Heat fans, congratulations. It will be a battle. It's going to be a fight for this NBA Finals with newcomer Kevin Durant against the man that's been seeking a title, LeBron James. So absolutely make sure you guys check it out and keep checking out and keep listening to the D-Hour Show, guys. Thank you so much. Please enjoy the rest of your night. It's your boy D. Slate getting in with you guys as always. Hope you guys have a blessed Saturday night. Be careful. Be safe. Show love to all your families and friends. Keep showing love to the D-Hour Show, and we're going to keep giving you love back. It's your boy, D. Slate. We're going to get out of here. Enjoy your night.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge. On your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.